Welcome back to another GVO podcast, the Good Vibes Only podcast. I haven't shot one of these in a long while, been in the thinking tank for a while. I needed to redo the setup, trying to transition from Spotify more into YouTube. Otherwise than that, been thinking on something new. Today's podcast is a concept I've been brewing up. Hopefully it comes out well. Otherwise than that, thank you for tuning in and enjoy today's episode.
How have you found Budapest so far? Like, how long have you lived here?
So I reached Budapest in January 2023, yeah. So I joined, I was here for like maybe 2-3 weeks. Then I joined a pre-med program, McDaniel College. I didn't have to do it because I have a biomed degree. But the fact that I was doing music for 2 years after my biomed, I felt like I needed a transition phase before just jumping into med school, you know?
Yeah.
So I did the pre-med for 3 months. It went aight. I managed to get a small scholarship into Semmelweis. Then after, of course, once I joined Semmelweis Brown Med School, I didn't even have time to think or even go around the place, look at Budapest as such. Only after my exam, now I'm kind of discovering the place. But I've been here for 1.5 years, so, and to be fair, man, med school is really hectic. So you don't have that much space and time to go out and discover. And mostly first year, crazy, man.
I heard from like other Semmelweis students that it just progressively gets like harder.
Yeah.
Like year one, hard, year two, harder, year three, hardest. And then after that, it just like...
It fades a bit.
Fourth year, fifth year, that's like somehow chilled. I don't know how that works. But yeah, you're studying dentistry here, right? Yeah.
I'm first year dental student, just finished the first, so now I'm jumping to second year. Yeah.
Yeah, I must say, like, I found Budapest is my new home. Like, it's so...
It grows me.
It's the perfect, like, mixture between Western and Eastern Europe. Yeah, we talked about this not that long ago, but yeah, it's like Central European. It's like perfect. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
So cosmopolitan, you can see just a potpourri of different cultures. And what amazes me here is the history of the country, man. You know, the castles, the culture itself, it's rich, man. It's kind of one of the richest, I would say, country in the Eastern Europe in terms of culture and history.
Yeah, well, they did get taken over by like a bunch of different places, but I don't know anything about the history. But Eastern Europe, much better now, I think, than Western Europe. Like, I love, Poland is very nice. Mm-hmm. Prague, Czech Republic, one of my favorite countries.
I haven't been yet, you know.
Ah, yeah, well, you haven't been here for that long. I came here like 2020. It's been 4 years now, after 4 years of living at the same place.
I visited a few countries, like the one you mentioned, Poland. You said Poland and you said Prague, yeah?
Well, I've visited like a lot. Even like, the first places I traveled, I think I went Barcelona and Netherlands. And then now I can't travel there anymore because it's too expensive. And then I was like, okay, I did Croatia. I've been to France, Paris. Eastern Bloc countries, not that much though. Like, I did do Prague like 1 or 2 times. Mm-hmm. And after that, I want to do Romania. There's a bunch of places. Yeah,
Romania,
yeah.
Albania, Serbia also.
Bulgaria. I've heard good things about Bulgaria.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, like, who has been to Bulgaria? Like, do you know someone who's been to Bulgaria or like Albania?
No, but I've heard, you know, rumors. Stuff from, yeah.
Along the grapevine.
Stereotype, you know, a lot of stereotype from Bulgaria. I heard like beautiful women. I heard there are a lot of gang stuff also.
Ooh.
But you know, it's mostly rumors until even like Hungary. Before I visit Hungary, bro, the image we have of Hungary back home in Mauritius, bro, we still have an image of Soviet Union kind of thing, you know. Like, I think it's mediatization that also.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the Soviets moved out of like Hungary like 1990, early 1990s,
and it's still stuck in people's head, you know, like. It's crazy.
Yeah, that you think of...
Bro, even me, like, I didn't know much about Hungary. I'll be honest, bro, I didn't know much about Hungary. And just hearing people, like, elder people talking, you're Hungary, be careful, it's a bit, you know, Soviet Union was there, this and that. But once I came here, it was different, bro. You know, nice place, cozy. I feel home, like you said, bro. It kind of grows on you after a certain time, bro. And it's just a beautiful country. Just the food. I would complain about the food. Maybe because I'm a bit... Because I have Indian roots, you know. I love my spices. I love flavor. But, yeah, that's the only thing I'm a bit skeptical about.
What do you think they don't have enough... Sorry, the screen just went off.
No.
Regarding the spices, though, Mauritian food is rich in, like, the Indian... Even South Africa has a bit, but... For, what you said earlier, like, in... South Africa also has that stigma of, like, in 1994, the apartheid, like, broke off. Most people that know of South Africa know that part of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they,
that history of Nelson Mandela coming in and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's hard to put it in words, bro. I think it's a lot of countries, even Germany, you know? Germany's a beautiful country. Bro, they just put beautiful laws where people are more... It's a, come on, I would say one of the most democratic places in West Europe right now, Germany. But still, they still had that stigma of Hitler, of these things. Back in Mauritius, I'm saying. I'm not talking
about... Yeah, I know what you mean. But I wanted to add, this is this new concept that I'm playing with on the Good Vibes Only podcast. So I'll quickly explain it to the viewers. There's three different questions. Green, orange, and red.
Yeah.
Green being easy.
Yeah.
Orange being intermediate and red harder. Hard questions. As my guest on Good Vibes Only podcast.
We started the podcast
already. Akash, if you want to, you can start it off.
Okay.
And take one of the questions.
Okay, we're picking one question. I present myself first. First, I'm Akash. I'm also an artist and a first year dental student. I'm studying in Summer Vice University. And yeah, I come from Mauritius. I think I'm a chill guy. I love football. I love music and good vibes, you know. That's why I'm on the Good Vibes
Only podcast. Yeah.
So, okay, I jump in the first question, a green one. So, if you could spend an evening with one footballer, who would it be? One footballer, who would it be? For me, it would be Cristiano Ronaldo because he has influenced me, my style of football. I'm a United
fan.
I'm a United fan, so you know, I grew up as a United fan. I've watched Ronaldo's beginning in United. I watch him leaving United, coming back to United, and again leaving. I admire this player, you know, on and off the pitch. He delivers the discipline, the hard work behind it, you know. Yeah, it's... It's 5 Ballon d'Or, 6 Ballon d'Or, can't even count. But it's a lot of hard work behind it, you know, to maintain that constant level for a decade, fam. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most iconic players you can get. Honestly, but it's because he practices so much, I think. You know, that's what, like, I'm just thinking of that Messi versus Ronaldo type conversation. Yeah. Like, Ronaldo works hella hard, where Messi has, like, the talents. Because there's always that, like, who's the GOAT? Mm. Who do you think is the GOAT?
Okay. Oh. Like you said, Messi has a born natural talent, but hardworking Ronaldo. But for me, Ronaldo's the GOAT. Just rough. He's everywhere. If we're talking about...
What would you ask him?
I would ask him...
On your evening together.
Why his program, bro? Why his diet? Why his training program? You know, trying to match it up. You can kill it. Yeah. Trying to match it up. And yeah, just see if I can replicate it. But I know it's out of this work. He's a beast, you know. He's one of the best. Not just in the world, bro. Throughout the history of mankind, I can put him there. He's one of the best.
Do you know who I would like to spend the evening with? Neymar.
Who?
Neymar.
Yeah.
I think he would just be like such a chill dude. Such a like...
I think you can vibe with him, yeah. You know, you can chill, eat good food, music and stuff. But you see, with Neymar, people are a bit sour because I think he didn't reach his full potential as a footballer. People were expecting much more, you know. At least one Ballon d'Or, that's what I mean.
Like, for example, when he played for Barcelona, he was on top of the world. Like, Suarez, Neymar,
even PSG,
like top,
you know?
Top level. Yeah,
PSG.
But I think PSG sort of fell off, though. He didn't reach his potential, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's the luxury and comfort that comes with PSG. You know,
it's a lot of money.
But you get there, you're a superstar. you're walking in Paris, you're doing catwalk with the models, you got brands, deals here and there, so you're making big bread. A lot of them footballer, I think they get into that lavish style and don't think too much about competitive football. But at the end of the day, it's still competitive football. So I think they do keep up their fitness and this and that. But mentally, in England, I think the players are more goal-oriented, more focused to win a cup. Even in Spain, they have that mentality. But in France, if you look at it, France haven't won a Champions League for nearly 20, more than 20 years, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know really. I don't know football well enough to know who wins more, but they don't do that much. But I agree with the lavishness, like that lifestyle. Like, come on, how much money do they get like per month? In the 100 millions. Okay, 100 million is a bit too much, but.
And like, keeping in mind, most of these players, you know, like even Neymar, he comes from a favela, very poor background, very poor country.
And then he's a baller.
Now you're balling with millions in your bank account. Of course, you're gonna take a big bite out of life, you know.
And from favelas to Paris, ooh, right. Big step up.
Yeah, that's a big step up. Now I think it's your turn, bro.
Yeah,
jump it.
Of course.
I'll put it this here.
If you could have a superpower for a day, what would it be, and how would you use it?
Thank you. Go for it.
There's this movie. I don't know what the movie is called, but the guy like. He teleports.
Yeah.
It's like he jumps and then he like teleports. I don't know what that movie's name is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're saying.
It's going to irritate me not knowing what it is.
I'm thinking more of an X-Men character. You know the X-Men character, the one that teleports, the blue one?
Yeah.
Mystic is the one that changes form. There's another
blue. The blue one is the Beast though. He's the one that's like super strong. Yeah.
There's another one that teleport like.
Yeah.
In this X-Men, I forgot the name.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think yeah, bro, teleportation. Because you know, again, you're from South Africa. You're studying in Budapest. Imagine you could go home, eat your mom's food, and come back. You know.
Yeah. You don't need to pay for high prices for airports, for flying.
Like, customs.
Have you changed? Oh no, customs. Just like VIP pass.
Bro.
Oh, where are you off to this weekend? Not today. I'll go quickly to Prague, have some lunch.
You know, it would be like this kind of shit. Okay, sorry. Yeah, this kind of thing. For example, you want to eat a good pasta, bro, we'll be teleporting to Italy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, nice.
Yeah, bro, eat some decent pasta. Let's say you want to swim, cool. Teleport to Mauritius, bro.
Yeah, you're missing the Mauritian spice. Let's quickly have lunch with the family. Or at least, yeah, your family.
Teleportation is wonderful, bro. I'm thinking.
What about flying?
Flying, yeah.
Or super strength?
How about immortality?
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Then you can live forever.
But also, it comes with a close. Like, you stay, let's say, how old are you right now?
I'm 22 now.
Let's say you stay 22 your whole life. Like, the whole time you'll be on Earth, you'll be 20 years old. Would you be going for that day?
That's tough. So then you just don't age.
Yeah, you don't age.
Interesting. I think, but like, what about immortality? Like, you live forever, so you just like live the age that you stay. Or do you think you can get older or younger? Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, you are immortal, but there's a point where you're just like this crippling old man, just like laying in your bed. Yeah, like you're like 3,000 years old. You can't move your knee.
This one is
your arm is just like you can't walk downstairs. Bro. Like literally,
2,000 year old man, bro. Talking about stuff that nobody knows, bro.
Yeah, literally, he just knows everything. You just go to him.
I met Jesus back in the day. I met this prophet back in the day, bro. What are you talking about?
Me and Jesus got so drunk together. It was a great night. Great dude.
That was crazy. But I think immortality one and second. I would say it's not teleport. Oh, not flying. Not
super intelligence. I would maybe do that. Imagine that.
And how about
just AI
traveling through time?
Time travel. Interesting. I actually, as a man that knows what's written on these, there's. Time traveling was one of the questions. I don't know where it is. Maybe we pull it. We'll probably not. But yeah, do you want to move on to orange questions?
Yeah, we can move on to orange.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, good man.
Chilling.
Okay. Go first now.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'll we'll go for that. I still closest near-death experience. Ooh. That is a tough one. I'll need to think. Because... this one time, right? Me and my friends went hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much we were like, just finished school, 10 kilometers. Let's do it. It's chilled. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up misplanning it completely. Got like lost. Right? Mind well, we were on edible. And that was like, wow. Ooh, tough one. Yeah, you were just like, we just got lost. And then we ran out of water. Right? And we got like, we took a sip of like just the river's water.
Mm-hmm.
Later that night, there's this woman. She was like, who we were walking with. They're like, yeah, 2 weeks ago, apparently by other like hike, kids got lost and drank water from a river and like started getting diarrhea and like vomiting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, count our lucky stars that didn't happen to us.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, bro. Because, you know, like natural water, like natural springs, I understand, okay, it's fresh in this, but sometimes there's fecal matter of animals. Sometimes, you know, that, bro, it's just...
So I can actually think about more near-death experiences right now, but, like, it's just, you can die tomorrow. Like, what are the odds? Yeah, I don't, you know?
I think one of the near-death experiences would be in the car, you know?
That's very dangerous. Like, right. How many people per year die... car accidents.
Well, actually, in Australia, bro, I was driving a car on the highway. I was eating at the same time.
Yeah.
Bro, within 1 second, I was just putting something down and looking back to the road. I was going at around 120.
Okay.
Bro, the car in front of me, luckily, was a bit that far, but he just braked, you know? Man, if I didn't brake on, like, I braked and I still swerved. So I went like this, you know. I didn't touch him at all, but it was so close. It was not a near death, but the speed I was going, I could have caused the death, or I could have.
You could have been in an accident, yeah. Yeah, they say approximately 1.2 million people die per year from the World Health Organization, right? That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
road traffic injuries are notably the leading cause for death of individuals aged 5 to 29, our age, with vulnerable road users such as pedestrians and cyclists.
Even right now in Mauritius, we have a big problem about, you know, death on the road. A lot of people having accidents, like road accidents, is huge in Mauritius right now. Like if you compare the last 3 years and way before, we have had like a peak, man. It's been peaking, but what correlates that? That's the question. Some people argue it's the use of synthetic cannabis, which is one of the drugs that's causing a big impact on the youth in Mauritius.
The spice.
Yeah.
Spice.
It's called spice in South Africa, but in Mauritius, let's say even in London, they call it spice. In Mauritius, it's a version of spice. It's like a local made. It's basically they take tea. You know, like tea bags, they'll buy a bunch of tea bags, open it up, make a stack of it, and they will put a spray on it.
Ooh.
And they will sell it to kids and college kids, man.
And they actually, like, do they die? How do they die of spice?
They get addicted to it. I don't know what it is in the mixture of that spray, but they get addicted to that substance to a point where they become dependent on it. At the same time, this is chemicals mixed with tea powder. So, you know, neurologically, it's affecting the brain.
Yeah, it's very bad. I've heard stories about spice.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. So, road accident, guys, be careful out there. Be safe. No drinking and driving, you know.
Yeah, literally. I once, another near-death experience, alcohol, though. alcohol being the reason for it, not spice. And I think I don't condone drinking and driving. I did it once. I was this close to death. Because I just do like stupid decisions.
You're slow. You're
like
slow.
On a 90 degree turn. Oof. No, like at a robot, I hit it at like 80 kilometers per hour. I was like, what the fuck are you thinking? Of course the car is not going to make it. Hit straight into a bush. Luckily, everything was fine. Got home, stuff like that. The next day we were checking, right? There's a tree.
Mm-hmm.
5 meters away from that spot.
Ooh.
Oh, like, we just, like, it's just the angle that we took.
It's lucky. It's lucky.
Yeah. So, don't ruin your drive. In essence. Do you want a pool for your cell phone?
Yeah. Orange one. Okay. It's my turn, guys. And check what we have. You could stop one crime forever, but you would have to commit it. What crime would you commit? I think something about weed, man.
Smoke it once, it's illegal everywhere.
What crime? I think possession of weed is a crime, yeah. Possession of weed.
Yeah.
Over 2 or 3 grams. I think it's bullshit, you know, 2 or 3 grams. But that's.
But then you'll stop it. Well, what was the question? Then you'll stop it.
No, I have to do it once.
Stop one crime, but then it's not a crime anymore, right?
Yeah, it won't become a crime anymore.
Oh, and that's nice, yeah. Because it's like, it's a tough one, the question, because like, you can prevent like extremely like great
like
crimes,
I don't know.
But then you'd have to commit it.
Exactly.
That's a tough one. It's like,
go against my principle, but I think this
exactly.
one aligns with me.
Yeah, that's easy.
It works on my favor. What would it be for you if you couldn't make them up?
You know what? Yours is a really good one. I agree with that. Mine would be to smuggle drugs. Then it will never happen again.
Yeah.
That's like, it's a bit of a more step up,
yeah.
But I'll be willing to, like, maybe, I don't know, customs are
yeah.
tough though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, customs tough nowadays, man. Really tough. Don't do stupid things. You know?
But do you know what I find fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating how much, like, drugs are smuggled in the world,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
That's where cartel comes in, I believe, you know?
Yeah,
that's
and the cartel problem. Makes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
They do, man, they really do. If you think of Pablo Escobar, you know how much money he's made?
From what? From smuggling or selling
cocaine? Cocaine around the world, bro.
Because he was taking it to... Where was he shipping it all? From Brazil,
from Colombia,
right?
Colombia. To United States. Boom, California. That was his... That
Miami? I know Miami as well. Yeah.
So, you know. So
Florida.
Big up Pablo. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. Pablo Escobar is an interesting one.
It's
very
interesting.
Very interesting.
But it's debatable, you know. I think he did a lot of things that...
Sorry. I was trying to fix that.
Yeah.
Trying to fix a lot of things. Like, I think Pablo Escobar is one of the most badass men on earth. What is it? There's a documentary on him.
Yeah, yeah, I've watched the documentary. Even they have a Netflix series on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is its name?
Narcos.
No, Narcos, yes. They have that, like, that classic anthem. Dun, 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 dun.
I always be putting stories with this soundtrack, man.
Oh, I really, you like that?
But it's just, I don't know, it appeases me, you know? It makes me, it's calm.
But earlier you were saying you produced music at the time. So does music play like a big role in your life and
music
stuff like that?
Music is capital in my life. Like, in what way? I grew up always like around music. I always used, as a kid, my mom always be telling me, you know, I used to be dancing all the time or just singing all the time. Even I was always a hyper kid, so always, you know, full of energy, running here and there, being mischievous. And one of the few ways to soften me was to put music, you know. I would listen or just dance to it. But that was one of the few ways that my mom would use to make me calm down when I was a bit hyper. Then around the age of 14, 15 years old, in school, a lot of my friends were playing an instrument, and most of them, their parents were musicians. Their parents were musicians in hotels back in Mauritius, so you know they started music very
But you early. You produce music. You can rap. I've heard you rap. You can rap well.
Producing not that much, but I write. Yeah, I write music. Okay. I do music. I perform, but producing like instrumental.
Can you play instruments?
I play guitar, so okay. I would say yeah. In some ways, yeah. But I'm a big guitar fan. I'm also very. I would say my music taste is very diverse, you know. It goes from back to the 50s, 60s. I love old school music. I love the 80s, the disco type of funk music. I also love soft rock, you know, when Dire Straits started. When
Dire Straits is... banging. Those
Police,
guys have amazing, like...
Police Scorpion. Scorpions. Yeah, bro. I listen to all this. Also, I love a lot of reggae. I'm a big fan of reggae.
A Bob Marley fan? Yeah.
Huge fan of Bob Marley and big fan of Mauritian music. You know, like
Sega, see, the thing is, I have a lot of Mauritian influence in my life. Definitely. I used to live with a Mauritian.
I think you have
for
more
2 years,
influence than
3 years.
In Budapest.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have two good friends. They're all from Kenya and Rizania, both from Mauritius, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And bro, they are so close to you, you know? Like, you guys know each other. I just got to know them, you know, like, nearly less than a year. Even you, we just met a few months ago. But I can see how much they do care about you. And, you know, you guys are close, and I respect that, man. That's
yeah.
why I think it got so quick, you know?
Easy, yeah. Yeah, because you just learn Mauritian through them. But you know what the worst thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a bit of Creole. I've picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
But only the bad ones. I don't know how to say anything else except swear words in Creole.
Shout out to Rizwan. Shout out to Rizwan and Kenny.
Dago go good pillow. Like, yeah, like insane, but can I tell you, like, hello, how was your day in Creole? Not at all.
Come on, guys.
That's the great influence I had. Yeah.
But they're a nice guy, and Mauritius, bro. We have a lot of banter. I think you've seen. You know, we like humor. We like playing around, joking around. So yeah, bro. You should also, I think, learn some decent Mauritian phrases, because you're going to come to Mauritius very soon, man. I'm expecting you.
I can talk English there, no problem.
Yeah, but still, at this point, I think you're a little bit Mauritian, bro. The amount of Mauritian influence you've been having.
Yeah, literally.
Then, what was your question again?
You could stop one crime forever, but you'd have
to
commit.
That was mine. Now it's yours.
No, I had the first one. And then, yeah, we've pulled four questions here. Can I ask you...
Yeah, go for it.
...for a rap?
Freestyle.
Yeah, a freestyle.
You can do something.
You think you can pull up something like that?
Yes, of course. Good vibes only.
Good vibes only,
good vibes
brother.
Only, brother. Check. Okay, I'll send you a link.
What beat do you want to play it on?
Put something old school, you know. Old school.
I can... Can I play you the beat? Well,
yeah.
Hopefully I don't get flagged for this. Do you think I'll get...
Nah, it's free beats, bro. You know, just freestyling, having fun. Good vibes only.
Well, this is like... This is old school beat, but let's see. This beat. Do you have... Yeah. Instrumental. Boom.
Yo. Okay. Bad. Yeah, listen. Good vibes only podcast. Big up my brother, Nathan. Okay. Yeah. Bad. That it. I come from a black land, black island, bad cash, you know. Listen. yeah. Des enfants me ramènent un micro avec talent. Sa femme me sentait ta toile à ses bouts de talons. Dès qu'il peint ta badman et ta mauvais chidalon. Ceux qui retuivent un assas, faire 10 autres pommes dada yakaboum. C'est moi, ou encore une fois. Si mon père rappelle, c'est un bande de voir un soir. THC dans le cerveau, l'alcool dans mon effroi. 2024, Jeff Sylvian, bon massa de les rois. Moi, des salles notaires, moi, t'as dit synthétique et cotan. Mais le gros problème simique d'avoir le gouvernement sautan. Ça fait moi nerveux, moi, moi, tu fais saïan. Qu'on a différence, c'est pas d'affolex sous l'ifat. Pour ni moi, ridim, laisse-moi pas un flow. Pas bise un blé, bouclier, moi, qu'un un rap, so. Pas de la musique, beaucoup moins qu'un cause. On va vous dire, so, ban, moi, so, as dans la tête, so. Pour ni moi, ridim, laisse-moi pas un flow. Pas bise un blé, bouclier, moi, qu'un un rap, so.
Hit that shit in English, big man. Switch it up, switch it up.
I'm a proud black man from a proud black island, yeah. Used to chip in the sand, I'm running from the siren. Life can be hard like a roller coaster. Keep your head up, don't bend over. I'm slick with the beat and the flow. I'm sick of street and low. Just click on my switch and pause. Big dick in your chicken, your hose, yeah. I'm a switch bar like I'm a chronic alcoholic, yeah. When I rap hard, slow down on the chronic. Don't act hard, you're messing with the wrong click. I'm a goon on your head, yeah. Better not tweak. Bad, yeah. Bad cat.
Insane.
Suddenly, yeah.
Woo! Good
vibes only! Good vibes
only,
brother.
Sick! Nice! I could never do that.
I'm just messing around.
Yeah! No, that's very cool. That's very cool. You want to jump into the red?
Let's jump into the red one. Okay. Is there differences from your home culture to Hungarian culture? Ooh. Differences, yeah. Like I said, food-wise, we have a lot of different food. When it comes into like food culture, yeah, it's different. But we do have a lot of similarities. And one of them, I would say, is drinking. You know, drinking habit. I think Hungarian is very similar to Mauritius when it comes to drinking habit. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, the Hungarians love to drink.
And yes. No. Tell us about South Africa and Hungarian culture. Is there...
To add on that topic, is there like... personal differences, like the way that Mauritians interact compared to like Hungarians, because I know, for example, you guys, well, it's food based,
mm-hmm.
but you love snacks.
Yeah,
but it's always a lot of like small foods that you have. Yeah, snacks. Very oily, like very spicy with mm-hmm. your curries, mm-hmm. Indian influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this one I would say. Yeah, when it comes in terms of cuisine, yeah, we have a lot of snacks and a lot of oily snacks. We do have also a lot of sweets. I don't know if you had the opportunity to have some from our mutual friends.
I've like, tried, yes.
Yeah, so we have some sweet pastries and a lot of Indian influence. But the part
that what you said, do you think?
In terms of interaction, it got me thinking. I think in terms of hospitality, I would say Mauritius, we are maybe because we are a touristic island, we are quite a bit more amicable, more friendly, more hospitable.
Nice people in
but
general.
But Hungarian are friendly too. It's just like they are doing their thing unless you approach them and say hi.
What do you think about the Hungarian cuisine?
Goulash and langos.
Then you have langos, yeah. Goulash, langos.
I roll with the langos, but the goulash not that much.
Do you know what I like? Curtis Clutch. Do you know chimney cake?
Oh, yeah. Chimney cake. This one, yeah, amazing. I like it.
Yeah, that's like a cinnamon one. Shout out. But I must say, like, the Hungarian cuisine compared to South African cuisine, you can't really compare it. Like, the meat quality, that's the first thing that I, like, recognized. Between interpersonal and stuff like that, I think it's just a language barrier sometimes in Hungarian culture. Like, they just like speaking Hungarian.
A lot of the old generation, they're exactly. very proud of the culture. And I think, you know, sometimes some of them, not all of them, of course, some of them, they might be a bit sour, you know, when they see foreigners not speaking their language and speaking English.
Yeah, they want to speak Hungarian, not English. Like, a lot of the times, there's a lot of older people I've interacted with where they're just like, you know what, I don't want to speak Hungarian. I want to speak Hungarian but not English to you. Yeah, that's literally, but and it's such a hard language.
It is and you know, that's coming from, bro, I speak French, Creole, English, And, you know, I always thought that me, it would be easier for me to learn a new language because I speak a few different languages. But Hungarian, I'm struggling, bro. I'm really struggling.
Have you tried it?
I've tried.
For those who don't know, I think the level of, like, Hungarian is second hardest language. You'll have, like, Mandarin or something, or at least in the top three, because it's definitely, so unique
definitely.
To anything else. Like, you can't compare it.
And so many different accent to one alphabet. E, O, U, you know.
And that's just like one letter.
Just O, you know.
Yeah, and then you have like these different lines and dots. It's like, what does this even mean? Yeah.
But it sounds good though. When you hear somebody that's fluent in Hungarian, it does sound good. But it does sound very foreign to me.
It is hard to say. But I think there's like its own branch. Like, I saw this photo. It's like the Hungarian, they compare the different languages and like the branches of it. Because, you know, like German, you have Germanic languages and stuff like that. Dutch.
Slavic languages.
Yeah. All those different groups, yeah. Like influence that they pretty much have. And Hungarian has like its own branch. Like it's completely different than the rest.
Because I know English is, you have Latin, you have French also that, you know. English, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, here you have it. I'll show you.
Yeah, let me have a look at this.
So, you'll have like, yeah,
European, the Germanic. Okay.
So you'll see like
Hungary has its own branch. Yeah, you're right, man.
You see it? They like just here. They're not even part of the tree.
Like,
this bush. It's this bush next to the tree.
It's beautiful. Language family. I need to find this.
But, yeah, it's very interesting. It's, and that is, like, very hard. I must say it's a big difference. It's hard to get used to this language. Or not this language. It's just culture in general. If you come from a different culture, it just takes hard.
But
that
it does, because I think it's just alien to us, you know, alien to us, because we've come from the same continent, African continent. I think it's very alien to us, but with time it does grow on you.
What about like Australian?
Australia,
because I know you studied in Australia for a bit.
Yeah, I was in Australia for 4 years. I did my bachelor in biomedical sciences, clinical lab, and I did a minor in pharmacology there. Was a nice place, but I was in Perth, Western Australia. Amazing. The climate, similar to Mauritius.
Okay, beach, it's like on the coast, right? Perth.
Lots of beaches. And I was in university, right now I'm in med school. It's two different level of stress, bro. We can't compare. University, I had classes maybe 2-3 times a week. Right now, med school, it's 5 times a week, and you have presence for all of them, so you have to be in class.
Okay.
You know, it's a transition
class.
But it was beautiful. I was in a university called Murdoch University. It had one of the biggest, I would say, campus, because we had one of the best vet school there in Western Australia.
Okay.
They had their own stable with cows, another stable with horses. They had another place where they kept greyhounds for research. They were doing research on greyhounds.
But I know Australians have like also, they also, you know, Australian by the accent,
mm-hmm.
by, I don't
swag.
Know.
Swag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Australians are just Australians. Yeah.
You know,
mate. What are you doing at the cookout?
you have Racky today, mate. Are you going to Macca's? You want McDonald's?
Oh, really? Macca's?
Yeah. Macca's? Yeah.
No, I just Australians in general, but I think they're nicer people. They're very open, very like energetic,
banter,
I guess.
Lots of banter. It's a big drinking country, but they love drinking.
It sounds like everywhere loves drinking.
Everywhere, bro. So far, everywhere I've been, love drinking.
That's fun.
Turn.
Yeah.
Red question.
Pull that out. You can master any skill instantly. What would it be?
Ooh. Go for it.
It must be a sport. I feel like Muay Thai.
Mm.
But that would take all the fun out of it. You know? But imagine just
you're
like
invincible. You know, nobody wants.
Do you know what? I'll change it. Chess.
chase. Just like immediately good in chess. Just like.
That's baller. That's a baller. I think skill. Maybe because I love music and I play guitar, I would say, you know, if I have, could have like one of the best guitar skills, like Jimi Hendrix level. You know?
The skill to play any instrument. Whoa, that would be pretty sick.
Or even something related to my course, you know, something in science, like something clinical, like surgery, you know.
Interesting, yeah.
Having a skill to do like neurosurgery or even heart surgery, something very delicate.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many skills you can master, like, holy shit. I mean...
Healing people. I think that's one of the best skills I would take if I could. Healing people.
Do you think you can heal people? You know what I mean? Because that, I understand, medically, you give something like...
So you mean like spiritually healing people?
Yeah.
I do.
Like... I don't know, praying for someone and it helps them, or I don't know, stuff like that. I'm not...
The thing is, you see, like, sometimes I'm very in contradiction with myself because I'm a scientist and I believe a lot of scientific logic, but spirituality also does play a part, you know. That's where you have, not religion, but I would say faith clashing with science. Then you need to...
That is very truthful what you say there, yeah. Because it's always that, like, I think there's three sides. There's physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, like, things you need to try and balance. Yeah, you can't have none of that.
Exactly.
And I think science might cap that a bit, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, science, it's only things that you can prove, but, like...
There's a lot you can't prove, you know?
It's tough to prove.
So for example, you just going with a group, you know, where everybody is positive around you, singing and having fun, automatically, even if you're depressed, bro, you know, it would kind of bring you out of a different zone. I believe in energy, I believe in frequency. I believe when you're around, you know, the good people, the right people, it does put your frequency to somewhere positive, somewhere where you want to be. So, yeah. I believe in spirituality a lot. Spirituality is different from religion. Don't get this twisted. Spirituality is more about, you know, understanding that there is something bigger up that's guarding us. Whatever the name, you know.
Yeah.
You don't even need to name.
I mean, personally, I'm not religious or anything like that. I was Christian brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... I mean, how long ago was I in church?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read the Bible in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe there's something up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you seem ignorant if you think there's nothing higher than you.
Exactly.
Or maybe very narcissistic. But you just, you know what I'm putting down?
Yeah. And even when you look at nature, you come from South Africa, I come from Mauritius, we see landscapes that are like heaven, bro. You know, some landscape you will see in South Africa, bro. It's amazing, you know? And how can you not think there is something above that, you know, is making something so beautiful? It's like art, bro. Some landscape are art. Even in Mauritius, you look at the beaches, you look at the mountain, it's like art. Every little detail is, you know, placed appropriately.
I agree with that. Yeah. There's sometimes you just see, like, the beauty and you're like, whoa, this is, yeah.
Nature makes me spiritual, very spiritual.
Do you like hiking then?
I love hiking, I love swimming, dolphin swimming, diving.
Have you swam with dolphins?
I'm a Mauritian, it's a must, yeah.
Is there a lot of dolphins in Mauritius?
Some areas, yeah, definitely. But it also depends on the season, because they have, during winter, sometimes they move from this side, they go to the other side. Sometimes during coupling season, they won't be around where they usually are. Sometimes mating season, or where they just got their offspring, you know. Some people won't try to mingle or interact with them because the mothers, they have that maternal instinct kicking in. They might become a bit more, you know.
I've seen a video of a dolphin raping someone. Because apparently the males are like aggressively
sexual.
Yeah. Like,
so intelligent, you know.
You think human men are bad? Imagine dolphin men. Men with the sexuality of a dolphin.
Yeah, crazy. Even rabbits, bruv, you know, if you look at some animals in the animal kingdom, bruv, you know, rabbit, bruv, they produce so much so fast,
like, they're the same fucking like a rabbit. Like, just, they just like boom, 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 boom.
But they don't fuck that long though.
No. It's just like quick. But they also like get children so fast, like kids, the offspring.
Metabolism of offspring, yeah.
Yeah, it's very fast. Like they reproduce fast. You get like masses of rabbits. You had like 3 rabbits the other day, and then they just started fucking. And then it's like, oh, 5. 10, 20, too many rabbits, yeah.
Bro, since we're talking about animals and you're a vet student, I read a book by a zoologist. I forgot the name of the book, but this book was just talking about, you see, like, if you look at the animal kingdom, and let's say put animal kingdom here and us human Homo sapiens on one side, if you look at the way we deliver children, like when the woman goes into labor, in nature, bro, a gorilla, when it goes into labor, you know, the baby comes out, there's not much of difficulty when going through labor and getting a child, getting an offspring. But when you look at humans now, mostly nowadays, you can see a lot of labor, you know, it's like 50-50. It's very...
But I don't think we were anatomically made to give birth. Because the birthing channel and the head of the baby is like so much, like, it's hard to give birth. That's why it's so much pain.
This is where I was trying to go. I think this is what the guy was saying. He said, like, because due to evolution and our size of our brain grew, this made it more difficult for labor. If you look at, for example, Homo erectus, for example, like a down the chain, if you're looking at evolution of mankind, down the chain, bruv, they had smaller brains, smaller neurocranium, like we say. And now Homo sapien, we have kind of, if you differentiate between a gorilla and a human, a gorilla has 2/3 of viscerocranium and 1/3 neurocranium, which means 1/3 is the brain and 2/3 is the face. That's for a gorilla. For a human, it's different. 1/3 is the viscerocranium and 2/3 is for the neurocranium, which means 2/3 is for the brain. We have a bigger brain capacity.
I thought the way you explained it, that the gorilla has the bigger brain. Other way around. Oh, okay, we just have big brains, yeah. But
that's what it made it difficult for going into labor and delivering kids. Because now, you know, because of evolution, our brain
has... Yeah, I mean, even in like a chimpanzee, like... Wait, what do you think? Take a guess. Like, the size of... Like, the space in the skull there is for a brain,
mm-hmm,
in a human, mm-hmm, like the size of that compared to other animals. What do you think is a human's brain size?
From what I've learned in evolution classes, 2/3 is for the brain. So 2/3 is a neurocranium and 1/3 is for the face. Whereas in gorilla, 2/3 is the face and 1/3 for the brain case.
Okay, so...
So we kind of have 30%... No, I would say... Yeah, we have twice the size of the brain of a gorilla.
Okay, so the question I asked, the brain size.
Mm-hmm.
We have an average brain size of 1.2 kilogram.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty heavy.
Yep.
But it's like, of course, smaller than elephants and sperm whale. It's like 8 kilograms.
But the size also, you know, proportionality. If you think down to proportionality...
Specifically, primates. Because they're not giving the example of why. We have a brain size 3 times larger than expected for a primate of our body size. 3 times larger.
I said 2 times, yeah.
Yeah,
3
times, no, actually. Yeah, like quite on top of it.
And another theory also, if you look at primates and you look at mankind, us humans, we have facial features. Like, for example, we have beards, we have armpits, hairs on
the insane.
Yeah, right, it's crazy. The difference is crazy. And this is believed because our brain size grew throughout the ages because of evolution, that started making labor more and more difficult.
Okay, but I think it's also like standing up, like how we always have back problems. We have a bunch of different problems. Humans are just like, we're just both different than monkeys completely.
But think of it, we've come to an era where it's more common to have a cesarean, C-section.
Yes.
A C-section when delivering a child than going through natural labor. We've come to that age right now. Think of it.
You know? Yeah, because the baby's brain just is too big. Like, yeah, we're not built for that. Yeah. Insane. How did we even get here? No, but I do, like, we have freakishly big brains, and we are very smart animals as well.
Yeah.
We are very smart animals. But it doesn't take away that other animals are also smart.
Yeah, but
like there is a certain level of consciousness that comes
with that kind of
with a bigger brain. Yeah,
I also think we have a bigger brain. For example, we have when it comes to manually, you know, we have more capacity than if you compare a primate. They can't do this. They can't do this, bro.
You'll be surprised by how much a primate can do.
But like, they can't play a guitar, for example. You get me? A guitar. Like.
They can grab trees, though. They can swing around trees. It's not about as we can do.
But the maniability, you know what I'm saying?
Will they be able to do surgery? No. Definitely not. We are better with our hands and better with tools.
And our, I think,
speech.
Speech also. That's
they can talk. But they do have that. Certain level of consciousness of knowing how to manipulate things and be like, okay,
emotional manipulation. Also, I've seen that.
There's a lot of that. We are very similar to primates in our behavior.
Yeah, bro.
Especially like hierarchical structures and stuff like that of these social interactions, and often it leads to like different levels of communication, if I can say it like that, and. Primates definitely do have that. Mm-hmm. And if you compare it to a human,
yeah, bro, this
you so see so many similarities.
Traits, you know, we could say, yeah. Even behaviors, I would say. So many similar behaviors.
Yeah, there's this doctor I read book of, Dr. Franz de Waal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I, during the summer, I have a big fascination in primates.
Same here.
I did some cool work over the summer,
mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, like a month ago. Went down to the Congo, interesting story, interesting place. And I sort of, before I was going there, I was reading the book of Franz de Waal, and he's like comparing just the behaviors between the two, and you can like make literally a distinction between everyone, like understand where we worked, every single monkey,
mm-hmm.
ape had a name and they had a personality,
mm-hmm.
and they had like you can just pick them out. It's very, very
so unique in a way once you study them and are around them. I do believe, man, it's fascinating. What do you think about, you know, pheromones?
Okay.
Do you think humans have pheromones?
Interesting. I know animals rely a lot more on pheromones.
For mating purposes, for people who don't understand, pheromones is, you know, hormones.
Yeah.
Used for
attraction. Mating. Attraction of the female.
Or the male.
Yeah. Even one of the two.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the pheromones, I think it's, because of our bad smell,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that prevalent in humans. Understand?
We had it, and because of evolution, we kind of lost it.
Maybe.
Because back in the days, if you look at a Homo erectus, sorry if I'm basing again down to that, because I'm just classifying, you know. If you look at like more prehistoric, like not Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, or even Neanderthals, they were more hairy, much more hairy than now modern human beings. They had more hair all over the body, bigger jaws, bigger bones.
Everything, yeah. They're much stronger than us. They're much stronger.
The Cro-Magnon, bruv, much more.
You know? Exactly, yeah, literally.
But, yeah, again, I was thinking, like, I read in that book of this, I think it was...
But I mean, like, you can, for example, the more hair that you were talking about, in...
alpha male monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
This is where, like, the whole concept of alpha and beta and stuff like that, it was largely made by primates, by chimpanzees in the book. And for a reason, it got associated with wolves, you know?
Wolf
also, like, yeah, exactly. But it's originally monkeys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The silverbacks, the silverback gorilla, you can see their behavior, you know, when the alpha monkey is brought. So we have so similar, yet so different.
Yeah, so these guys, you would identify them by their hair, and it would stand more erect. But I'm interested to find out. Yeah, I'll leave that research. I'll put it in a different time. I'm too lazy to type now.
We're talking about monkeys.
But gosh, we are in a solid hour in.
Yeah, time went so fast.
I want to say thank you again.
For having
another episode of the GVO podcast, the Good Vibes Only podcast.
Yes, sir.
But
it's been a pleasure.
And thank you for being a great guest.
Thank you for
inviting
me.
We'll see you guys next week.
Hopefully, we'll see you next week, guys. And maybe a next episode for a next time with Nathan. Peace.
Bam. Bam.
Struggling.
It's okay, I can edit that out. Fuck yeah, that was sick.